My dad weren't interested in football, and I was nagging him about going to see something. And Fulham were third division side at the time, and he took me down to Craven Cottage on the train, got into the terraces for a fiver and just said, "That's how you get here, this is what it is." I think it was like Fulham Wickham or something, I can't even remember the specific. And like a few years later, we're season ticket holders.
And when you say terraces, for some of our younger listeners, we are talking proper terraces, aren't we?
real terraces, yeah. Exactly, it's like how you say record these days, but you're not actually talking about record. No, they were genuine terraces. If you've never been Craven Cottage, you have to go. It's like one of the last standing great English football grounds. I mean, it looks the same as it did in the 70s. Like, there's a lot of the wooden seats are still in the Johnny Haynes stand, and the walk to the ground across the Thames is by far the best walk in the Prem. Really enclosed atmosphere, got a lot of locality to it. Fulham does genuinely still exist as a family club, and I think there's definitely room for that in the Prem. I've loved every single player I've ever seen play for Fulham. I've loved them because they're Fulham players. Simon Morgan, Matt Lawrence, Paul Pesci-Salido, Moussa Dembele at the moment is probably the best Fulham player I've ever seen. And Bobby Zamora, I love Bobby Zamora. And I'd be devastated if he went, but Yol's obviously got his own ideas, so I don't think we'll know until a couple months' time whether Bobby's part of that plan.
People would say, you know, Fulham, they're in the same kind of position that they were under Hughes, and not much has changed, but has much changed under Yol?
He's developed this thing where you have Ruiz, Dembele and Dempsey all running forward with the ball, and they've all three of them, they've kind of switched, and they've got almost three roles between them in midfield, which I haven't seen. That didn't happen under Roy and the Hughes at all. So it's definitely a different side.
Any chance that Fulham could go down this season?
Obviously there's a chance. It's just very typical to lose away at Blackburn. We'll probably beat Newcastle at home because they're doing well. We tend to beat the big teams. At least the teams around us.
Final question, what's your favourite football chant?
This sums up Fulham. We got a good one away from home. If we're winning, we never win away from home. If we're winning away from home, they sing, we're winning away, how must you be, we're winning away. I think it sums it up nicely.